In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have heard passages from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians that for certain sounded very different to them than to us today. We have to regain the life that the people of the Church of Corinth and St. Paul shared together. It is a life that has been given to us. All of us have been baptized into the life of Christ. All of us come to the sacraments of repentance, confessing our sins, and we come to the chalice. But we have an understanding of things that includes a way of thinking of ourselves and the others who are united to Christ along with us that has been shaped and distorted by our own times. And so let's try to listen more deeply to the things that St. Paul is telling the Corinthians and reminding them of. We can compare it with how it would be for us today from our own understanding if someone distant from us was suffering and in danger. Because that's the situation. St. Paul and St. Timothy are far away. They are in danger of death. They are undergoing suffering and persecution. And the Corinthians aren't. The Corinthians are safe far away, and I can think of how it was for us when there was a disaster in Haiti, and we were all deeply moved by the suffering of those people. But it was those people there who were suffering. And while we could be sympathetic for them and be awestruck by the degree of their suffering, it wasn't us. We were distant. We were safe. Is that how it was for St. Paul and the Corinthians? Certainly it was not how it was for St. Paul. And certainly it was not what he was calling to in the spiritual lives of the Corinthians to awaken in them and make them realize the nature of suffering and the spiritual life, the nature of sin and resurrection that we constantly experience in this new life that we have in Christ. St. Paul says to the Corinthians that what he and St. Timothy are undergoing is for our death, but for you it is life, he says. Now what is he talking about? St. Paul is assuming and understands and experiences the spiritual life that the Christians in Corinth and he and St. Timothy share together as a life at one in Christ, to the degree that when he and Timothy are suffering, their suffering is a suffering united to the suffering of Christ. And just like the suffering that occurs within the heart of any Christian is a suffering to repentance and resurrection, it is the same with he and Timothy and the people in Corinth. Now to understand that, we have to understand something about the reality of the life that we live in Christ, this resurrected life. We're so molded by a secular way of thinking that we have to take some time to do that. St. Paul has also said, we carry around in our bodies the death of Christ. And if it's the death of Christ, it's the resurrection of Christ. We carry around in our bodies the death and resurrection of Christ. Anything that happens to us, any sin, any fall that happens to us, is immediately the occasion of resurrection, so long as we keep faithfulness with Christ, of course. Those temptations, those falls, they could also go another direction. They could drag us away from Christ. They could take us away from oneness and communion with, in St. Paul's case, all of the rest of the Corinthians. But that's not happening to St. Paul. St. Paul is a witness to the faith. He is prepared to be a martyr. And the struggle that he struggles in the world with the temptations and sufferings and difficulties and the sufferings that he experiences in his own heart are the same kinds of suffering. Each time there is a temptation and a missing of the mark, there is an immediate repentance and resurrection, so that each suffering is the occasion of new life, the new resurrected life that is the life that we have from Christ. That is the way a human being is created to live. And Christ God came into the world in order to make it possible for us to live that way. Living that way is the Christian life. If that's not what our life is like, then we are not living the life that God gave us to live. But here in this letter we can see St. Paul and the Corinthians are living that life. We carry about in us the death and resurrection of Christ, so that every temptation, every failing, every experience of personal pain and agony is immediately the occasion of resurrection, not death. Death has been overcome. So each one of those in an ongoing kind of way, during the course of our life, is overcome in that kind of way. Remember how St. Paul began these passages that we've heard. The same God that called forth light out of darkness has shone in our hearts that we might see the glory of God in the face of Christ. There is so much in those words, it's unbelievable. Chrysostom explains to us, St. Paul is reminding the people in Corinth that the God that sustains us through his death and resurrection in all of our trials is the same God who called light out of darkness at the beginning of creation. Chrysostom is saying that St. Paul is pointing out to the Corinthians how the recreation of life that God accomplishes through his death and resurrection on the cross is an even greater accomplishment than the creation of the universe. Because now, within the clay-molded creatures that we are, there is the divine life of God himself. God has become incarnate. Our humanity, our clay, has been made the place, the earthen vessel, wherein this treasure of the divine glory of God can be found. That is what our lives are like. We are made of clay. Chrysostom reminds us how fragile earthenware vessels are. Drop them, they break, they're damaged, they break down, they age. In the beginning we fell into bondage to death, and our clay is fragile. Fragile earthenware vessels, that's what we are. But human beings were always fragile, earthenware, made of the stuff of this world, formed by God in the beginning. And we can only live by way of resurrection again and again and again in our hearts. That is the lesson that we seem never to learn. The only kind of life that we, fragile, earthenware vessels that we are, that break down so easily, emotionally, psychologically, and physically, the only life that we can have is the life that we have by repentance and resurrection. God gives us trials and difficulties so that we can be resurrected from them, so that our life can be a continual death and resurrection. No resurrection without death. Yes, there is death, but the death is overcome. Whether it's the temptation of the world, or whether it's some physical pain, or whatever it is, that death has already been overcome, and it can be the occasion of resurrection within us. That's the nature of the spiritual life in our hearts. And St. Paul is saying to the Corinthians that that same spiritual life that we experience within ourselves is not something that we have simply in isolation. It is something that he and the Corinthians together within their common life in Christ share together, to the point that if St. Paul and St. Timothy are suffering and in danger of death, their suffering and death is to the resurrected life of those in Corinth. It is one life in Jesus the Christ, shared by them all. It's not isolated within our own hearts. It includes St. Timothy and those in Corinth, an absolute and complete and total difference from the sort of situation that we did face when the people in Haiti were suffering, but we were here and they were there, and there is no bond between us except our reaching out in order to aid them. St. Paul and the Corinthians, Christians, are not so isolated from one another. And our spiritual life within ourselves is never isolated from others. It makes a difference, the spiritual life that is going on in our own heart. What if we don't arise in resurrection, in new life, from those temptations that we think are secret and we experience all by ourselves? How does it affect the others? The same way it would affect those in Corinth if St. Paul or St. Timothy were overcome and did not arise and did not witness to the life of Christ that is in them. Our lack of witness to the life of Christ in ourselves weakens our brothers and sisters in Christ, because the life that we have is a life that we share all together, because we are at one in Christ. That is the new light that has shone. That's why Chrysostom says this recreation is greater than the original creation. The same light that shone at the beginning of time, when God called the world of creation out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to call us out of the darkness of hearts made of clay, so that we might experience the new life of God and be resurrected as the beings that He created us to be. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.